From head to toe, let's go. First, I want your hair between my fingers, yanked and tugged as I ride your face without a care in the world for your breathing. You can breathe when I'm done with your nose, mouth, and hair between my fingers. I want your moans as you worship my pussy. I want your tongue and kisses upon my clit as you milk it of its delectable ambrosia and swallow all I have to offer. And then I want you to keep on going. I want your face so far pushed into my sex you'd have thought it was an artifact unearthed between my legs when it's finally dredged from my confines. Eyes next. I want them on me and drinking in my sight. And if you dare complain like some disappointed parent about the pair of D's strapped to my chest, you may as well fuck off right now. Not crazy into breast worship, but I expect you to treat them as the hypnotic orbs of flesh they are. I'll even forgive you if you never peel away to meet my sapphires or midnight locks, so long as your next part, that nose of yours, is up my ass. Don't forget that tongue. I expect every last part of your body devoted to fucking me until I come myself silly. Tongue fuck me. So yes, I'm a top with a dominant leaning, but I'm by no means a dom. I never liked the label. Those shoulders? My legs are going across them as your head keeps me pinned to the wall, devouring me whole with or without my permission. I say that as if I would ever stop you, and as if those yanks of your hair were anything but encouragement. Or on the bed, or on the counter, or upside down as I dangle about, I don't give a damn. Fuck me already. Those arms, wrap them around my body as you plow my pussy with that mighty cock. Keep them around my neck as you grind your own into mine. The perks of pansexuality and an unhealthy dose of nymphomania. Or get a toy for all I care, should you enjoy wielding a cock. Just hold me down and fuck me already. Prone and boned, fucked like a dog, railed on with legs spread wide open before culminating in a neat little tie around your back. Or whatever, I'll lay you down with hands around your hips and fuck myself on you, whichever works. Fuck me already. We'll leave the chest for now, or breasts should you have them. Nipples, on the other hand, yours or mine, I want them squeezed, suckled, chained, and clamped. Nothing like a little pain to heighten the pleasure, and nothing like a little grazing of teeth along such sensitive buds to really give that little zing that made all the difference in the world. I'm sopping wet, hands on my nipples and pinching them far too tight. And I still need to ask you to fuck me? A shudder, and your back will follow. A beautiful canvas that leads down low to twin cheeks where I will shove my cock. You took too long, and if you are not going to fuck me, I'm going to fuck you into utter submission, until you're nothing but a pathetic puddle of whimpers. My hand around your cock? Don't worry. I'll make sure you keep on edging as the liquid seeps out again and again, until purple sets in and your voice can't even muster the strength to beg with words anymore. And for the ladies? That depends on how much you like anal. But if either of you dare come without my permission, I'll make sure you come until it fucking hurts. My legs against yours, pinning you by the backs of your knees to the bed, giving you a taste of what it's like to be unable to walk for a week when I'm done with you. A life experience, if you will. Thrust after thrust, and maybe, if you're a good little slut, I'll let you worship my feet and play the footrest. And maybe, just maybe, if you aren't too slow, I'll rest my head atop your breasts or chest. Told you I'd get to it, no? Fuck me already. Or let me fuck you, whichever works.